Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of the Spend Life Well Show. I'm Certified Kingdom Advisor Mark Trice. Here along in the studio is my fellow financial professional, Jesse Hamilton. Jesse.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show.
So we've been kind of traveling the last week, doing a lot of different things, seeing the sights of the Western United States. But one of the topics that came up quite a bit in our conversation with other financial advisors was the whole ESG investing movement.
Yes, that stands for environmental, social, and governance. And it is a polarizing topic in the world of finance these days.
You either love it or you hate it.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be that way, but that's the way it is right now.
Because even though a lot, and environmentally cleaner, socially fair, and govern better. Now, these are all vague words.
That are positive things, right? These mean good things.
They're all positive things. You mean it. Who wouldn't want a cleaner environment?
Yeah.
Who would not want to be socially more fair?
Uh-huh.
And who would not want their public companies that they invest in to be governed better?
Right.
All very, very good concepts.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jesse, don't we have a verse today? Let's throw in our verse today, because I want to make sure people contemplate on that a little bit. It's from Matthew 10, I believe.
Yes. It is Matthew 10, 14. It says, "If anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town." And of course, this is Jesus sending out his disciples to go spread the word and perform on his behalf and all that.
So there's a lot of disciples of ESG out there going around.
There are.
And what they're doing is they're just shrugging off anyone else that might disagree with this approach. And the concept of ESG investing has been really rising rapidly within the industry, such that a number of big players in the mutual fund space have been slapping labels on all sorts of different funds, labeling them as ESG.
Right. And you've definitely heard of the one that we're talking about. We're not going to name it, but it's managing about $10 trillion in the United States.
So what do you really need to look for here? And we're going to talk today a little bit about kind of the pros and cons of these. Now, from a biblical standpoint, the biblically responsible investing community, the fund families that offer biblically responsible investments, have tried to distance themselves from the ESG label.
Right. Several companies put that label on their fund initially, and after some pretty serious pushback from the actual ESG companies, they decided to pull them back. Some still use it, but you know they would like to collaborate, but it's not worked so far.
No, because a lot of the ESG crowd wants to alienate believers and biblically responsible investments. You know, they claim to be socially fair
and inclusive,
inclusive and tolerant, but they're actually very intolerant when it comes to this. So there was a big study that came out just recently. And you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I believe it came from Harvard Research, but it's an article that we're reading here, and it talks about how ESG funds actually might cost three times as much as they should, and how we all know that you're going to pay extra fees for this privilege of investing in ESG funds, but the cost can be significantly higher than you realize.
Well, from this study from Harvard University, this is and some also people that are affiliated with Harvard and the National Bureau of Economic Research and others, they basically found that about 68% of funds that are in an ESG-labeled mutual fund are also found in funds that are not labeled as ESG.
Okay, so 68% of the investments are the exact same, but you pay the high fees on the whole portfolio.
Typically, ESG mutual funds have higher operating expenses and fees.
Right.
Okay. But instead of, even though it's only a third of the portfolio that are truly environmentally cleaner, socially fair, and govern better companies.
Yeah.
The label gets applied to the entire portfolio in that mutual fund. And a mutual fund, for those that are not aware, a mutual fund is basically a basket of stocks or bonds or a combination of those things. And so rather than a typical investor having to go out and buy 200 different individual stocks or bond funds, the fund manager will do that for you. But what we're saying here is that only about a third of the companies that are within that portfolio are actually passing the bar when it comes to ESG labels.
Mm-hmm. And you know, for some people, those high fees might be worth it to have those small amount of companies in your portfolio.
I can accept that. Yeah. I mean, if someone is socially conscious and wants to make sure that their investments cover this, mm-hmm. maybe they're willing to pay 60% more on fees to have that feeling, mm-hmm. if you will.
Yeah.
Well, we think that, you know, funds are, their performance is going to be dragged down by high fees.
Mm-hmm.
And yet ESG is the rage. And so we've seen a lot of this. Even the White House has proposals out there to make retirement plans out there subject to ESG scoring.
Right.
Now, this received a lot of pushback from a number of different professionals out there. And also to the folks that are aligned with biblically responsible investments.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I think that's why this becomes so polarizing for a lot of people. Those standards of what is ESG are very vague. And unfortunately, that leads to a lot of manipulation that we've seen so far. And anytime you're going to cross over the financial world and the politics, it can get messy.
Yeah. And so what we're seeing is higher fees for these labels, when in fact they may not be any more socially or governing or environmentally mm-hmm. responsible than the next guy who doesn't have that label.
Right. And people are working on it. They're trying to refine those labels.
Yeah. But I think it's gotten to a point where a lot of the biblically responsible investment crowd has tried to distance themselves from the ESG movement.
Right.
Why is that, Jesse?
Well, they have not gotten along at these conferences, at these databases and organizations. The ESG funds don't want them there.
And the reason is because the ESG crowd has become more weaponized, mm-hmm. really, by liberal activists that want to push forward their harmful socialist, Marxist, if you will, agenda, and hence the problem.
Yeah, and once again, it just separates the polarizing views of what could be a good thing.
So a lot of biblically responsible investments, and we're going to have a whole show on that, but mm-hmm. a lot of biblically responsible investments started out with the ESG label because
right.
they're all principles that Christ talks about in his ministry, right?
Right.
You know, being socially fair and social justice, talking about, you know, taking care of being good stewards of these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I mean, that goes all the way back to Genesis.
And even, you know, thinking about running of companies, you know, how many times did he really talk to the and get on the Pharisees and the Sadducees and stuff, right?
Yeah, often.
The leaders of the church at the time. So these are all concepts, but what's happened is that the biblical responsible investing community has said enough. And in fact, where we practice as with our broker-dealer and things, we have a separate study group from the two.
Mm.
Because there's such polarizing topics and things.
Right.
But I think the main point, Jesse, was we wanted to point out that, yes, you can have the feel-good notion that ESG-type funds are doing good, but in reality, only a small portion of the portfolio actually meets the mm-hmm. label.
And you're paying a significant premium to have that privilege.
Yeah, so you should always be, you know, by caveat emptor, you know, buyer beware. You need to make sure that you understand if you're looking at ESG investments, you know, seeing what they'll do and how they perform, is it worth the extra cost? Because in most cases, these funds are not performing much different than traditional mainline
mm-hmm.
mutual funds.
Right. Just to break down what has happened in the past, a lot of these funds tend to favor software and healthcare.
So a lot of technology
stuff. A lot of technology yeah. type stuff. And of course, they avoid the major energy companies, the ones that are extracting oil and gas, which actually, you know, have done well from time to time. So whatever sector is in the ESG fund is what's going to do well or not so well.
Yeah. Now, in the Harvard study, they did find that investors were willing to pay as much as 20 basis points or 0.2% more
mm-hmm.
per year just to have the ESG label. But what the research shows that there was actually higher fees on top of that for that label.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of resources out there. If you're curious if a stock or something that you own is out there, you know, contact us. We'll send you to a couple of different sites where you can score those particular companies.
Right.
And a lot of people are surprised by that. They're surprised to find out that a company that they love is not doing so well on the ESG score mm-hmm. table. So while we find there's a lot of definitely positive altruistic type features, we find that investors are being taken advantage of
right.
with these things when only a small portion of the mutual fund actually is and meets the criteria of environmentally cleaner, socially more fairer, and governed better
right.
In those funds.
So a lot of, we won't necessarily get into this in detail today, but a lot of states are pushing back against it as well. I'm sure that, you know, all the headlines talk about Florida and the more conservative states that are pushing back against ESG in their state pension funds, but we're seeing it pop up really across the nation. People are questioning whether this is a good choice or not for their state pensions.
Right. And I think the state pensions are really wondering is why are they being forced to adopt these standards when there's not a lot of evidence. Maybe in the last few years before the mm-hmm. bear market came around, a lot of the clean energy and other things like that were doing well. But during the pandemic and during this last bear market in 2022 going into 2023, we found that other sectors did just as well, if not dramatically better.
Right. And a state pension is not necessarily the best place for a high fee, if you want to call it luxurious type of investment that's premium.
So a lot of fund managers realize they have a fight on their hands because it is very polarizing. The only one really right now that's winning in this situation are the fund managers because they're collecting the fees regardless of whether right. or not you do well in the investment or not. Mm. And they've been, you know, very outspoken about this, and it is very polarizing. We've seen conversations with some of the world's largest mutual fund managers mm-hmm. really talking about how polarizing it's become. So I, you know, folks, as we're kind of going through our conversation today, I would encourage you to look at the bottom line. Don't just simply read the label and see that it's, you know, an ESG fund and not look into it more. Every mutual fund has a prospectus, and they'll show you based on last quarter's report what companies are in there. And you'd be surprised.
Yeah,
you will be surprised to learn all the different types of companies that are in the portfolio. In fact, over 2/3 of them which do not meet that ESG label.
Mm-hmm. And we would encourage listeners to just examine the polarizing landscape that this is in right now and how maybe you could fight against that and not take such an extreme view and maybe bring people together.
We understand the emotional aspect of this because a lot of people want to do good for the environment.
Yes.
A lot of people want to be advocates of social justice. We just ask that you look into what you're examining before you buy.
Right.
And that should be something prudent for every investor because
for every investment.
We're called to be good stewards of the money that we've been blessed with. And the Bible makes that clear that we're to be good stewards, making sure that you examine the different funds and what really is up to it.
Yeah.
You know, one of our not favorite CEOs in Texas, but one of the popular CEOs in Texas, polarizing CEO in Texas, tweeted out a little while ago and said, we're not going to tell you who this is.
You can find it.
But it basically said the S in ESG stands for satanic. And
this person's known to cause a lot of fights.
Yeah,
though,
he likes to cause a lot of friction on these things. But that's how polarizing it is.
Right.
Because even though at one point the Christian community, you know, looked at ESG and embraced them because of very many, many principles that are applied to Christian and Judeo-Christian values, only to find out that this really isn't what they're talking about.
Right.
It's much more polarizing and more liberal than a lot of people think. And by the way, it costs a lot more.
It does.
Yeah. You're paying three times the amount of fees, essentially.
For the same thing.
Just to get the little small, tiny part of the portfolio that might have the ESG label.
Right.
So with that, we're not discouraging ESG investments. We're encouraging you to do more due diligence on your ESG investments
right.
so that you're fully informed before you purchase any investment, which is actually a good thing to do with any investment.
Absolutely.
So, Jesse, you know, I think this has been a good conversation. We'll talk soon about biblically responsible investments and things. But you've been listening to the Spend Life Well show. hope to join you in our next episode. Have a great day.